Christian, supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
86 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia. The time is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming both KPR1 and KPR2 at kansaspublicradio.org.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
Thanks so much for choosing to spend part of your evening with us here at KPR. We have news headlines coming your way at 6:30. Just about 6:36, the politicization, that's a hard word to say. I'll say another word that's hard to say, semi-quincentennial. The politicization of America's 250th birthday. That story and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
We now have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until midnight for a portion of the KPR listening area. This includes Brown, Doniphan, and Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. Flood warnings currently active in Brown, Dickinson, Doniphan, Jefferson, Marshall, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. And a flood watch going into effect at 7 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Doniphan, Jackson, and Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, and Holt counties in Missouri. Between 5 and 9 inches of rain have fallen in the watch area, and you could pick up more in the next 24 hours. The time is 6:20.
This is NPR News.
When reporters ask heart-wrenching questions about health, the impact can be surprising.
As more people have shared their stories, that's had a snowball effect where it empowers the next person to be willing to share.
Join me, Adrian Florido, for a checkup on covering health policy here on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
We have news headlines coming your way in less than 1 minute. We'll get you the latest national and international news. Then I'll take a look at the regional headlines, give you an update on what we know about the weather situation. The time is 6:30.
Schools and colleges that allow transgender girls and women to participate in women's sports. There is a slight funding increase for special education, though the federal office that oversees those programs is expected to move to other agencies as the Trump administration downsizes the federal education department. The House bill makes no mention of those expected moves, and Congress has until September 30th.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's start with the weather. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until midnight for Brown, Doniphan, and Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. We have several flood warnings active in Brown, Dickinson, Doniphan, Jefferson, Marshall, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. We also have a flood watch going into effect at 7 7 p.m. It runs through Saturday morning. This is for all of Atchison, Brown, Doniphan, Jackson, and Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, and Holt counties in Missouri. That includes St. Joseph, the city of Atchison, Troy, and Highland. Between 5 and 9 inches of rain have fallen in the watch area, with the possibility of more in the next 24 hours. Again, we do have that severe thunderstorm watch in effect until midnight for far northern and northeastern Kansas. I'll just reiterate those counties: Brown, Doniphan, and Nemaha in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway in Missouri. We're very concerned about the possibility of more heavy rainfall. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster proclamation last night because of the heavy rains and flooding in north central and northeastern Kansas. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management, along with their emergency support function partners, are monitoring the situation and will assist counties if requests are made. In other news, stores that accept federal food assistance will soon be required to stock more foods as part of the Trump administration's push toward healthy eating. As Hope Kerwan reports for Harvest Public Media, the change will make it more difficult for retailers in rural areas to participate.
Debbie Hart operates a gas station and convenience store in northern Wisconsin. With no grocery store in town, she tries to keep food stocked for her neighbors, including the many who receive help from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. But Hart says it's a challenge to get suppliers to come to her store, and there's often not enough demand for perishable items like apples or celery.
They'll just sit and we just watch them rot.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will require SNAP retailers like Hart to carry twice as many varieties in each food group and more types of perishable items starting this fall. Advocacy groups worry the change will mean fewer convenience stores and dollar stores will accept SNAP, making it harder for people in rural food deserts to use their benefits. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight: mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy and very humid with highs in the mid 80s. 60% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night. Still humid, lows in the mid 60s. Looking ahead to next week, we could see some dangerously high heat index readings for Tuesday through Thursday. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from Asks a Good One.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Morning Edition. Start off your day with the very latest news.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, many other frequencies too, listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're streaming 24 hours a day. Plus, you can always make a contribution, be a part of public media in Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Severe thunderstorm watch till midnight for Brown, Doniphan, and Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. Flood watches going into effect for far northeastern Kansas at 7 o'clock tonight. Includes Atchison and St. Joseph. Everyone else, be on the lookout for mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, very humid, mostly cloudy, and highs in the mid-80s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
SureInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. From Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI tools have the goal of optimizing the purchasing experience paired with delivery options built for business. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. and from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Whether we're reporting from the front lines of change or shedding light on what it all means, wherever Morning Edition goes, you go too. Bear witness with us every morning from NPR News.
Join us Monday morning, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we are KPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also listen by telling your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us this evening. Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, followed by 2 hours of film music. It's Film Music Friday. Jeff Watson has music from some weepies for you tonight. Grab a box of tissues and stay with us. Music from Forrest Gump, also Dead Poets Society, and what we're hearing in the background right now. Great score for Lonesome Dove. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
We have a severe thunderstorm watch until midnight for Brown, Doniphan, and Nemaha counties in Kansas. You're listening to KPR. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Democrat Javier Becerra has advanced to the general election for California governor. That's according to a race call from the Associated Press. Becerra has more than 35 years in public office, including as state attorney general and U.S. health secretary. He was once an afterthought in the race, but surged in the final months. Congressman Eric Swalwell dropped out of the race and resigned. In the general election, Becerra will face the second highest vote getter in the race. Former Fox News commentator Steve Hilton is currently in the second position. After infighting and delays, the Senate passed a bill to fund ICE and Border Patrol until the end of President Trump's term. This could have been easy for Republicans, but it turned into a protracted fight after some Senate Republicans balked at Trump's fund for his allies who say they have been persecuted by what he calls a weaponized government. NPR's Sam Greenglass explains.
There's always been this small camp of Republicans willing to criticize the president. What I think this blow-up did is reveal maybe more widespread frustrations below the surface. Mm. And it also tested how far those frustrated members are actually willing to go to push back. These tensions were already simmering as Trump started endorsing primary opponents to incumbent members of his own party this spring, but the thought of taxpayers possibly compensating January 6 rioters may have been a breaking point for a broader swath of lawmakers who lived through that day.
NPR's Sam Greenglass reporting. 2 days into a U.S.-brokered ceasefire, Israel is expanding its target zone in Lebanon. The Israeli military issued new warnings today to villages in southern Lebanon. NPR's Jane Araf reports from Beirut. Residents were told to leave.
The Israeli military issued urgent warnings to 8 villages in southern Lebanon, telling residents to evacuate their homes ahead of potential airstrikes. They included 2 villages which had not previously received evacuation warnings in this war. Lebanon's state news agency said the Israeli military...
Since the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran in late February. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning tonight with who else but John Williams and music from the film Far and Away, an emotional picture from back in 1992 by Ron Howard that saw Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman as a pair of Irish immigrants coming for their share of the American dream in the late 19th century here on Kansas Public Radio. Good evening and welcome. It's Film Music Friday. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have you along. Coming up this evening, you may wish to have some tissues handy because we've got a program of high drama with some emotional moments from some particularly notable Hollywood dramas, with music later by Maurice Jarre from Dead Poets Society. And I'm really looking forward to sharing Basil Poledouris and the music he wrote for Lonesome Dove. That's all ahead tonight on KPR. We're going to continue with Alan Silvestri, and we're in 1994 now, around the time that Tom Hanks managed to make the jump from comedic actor to America's top dramatic actor, which began with his portrayal of a simple man who sort of bumbled his way into every major event in the latter half of the 20th century. Music by Alan Silvestri from Forrest Gump, next on KPR. Some powerful stuff written by composer Alan Silvestri for Forrest Gump here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Not the only time tonight that we'll listen to music from a picture headed up by Tom Hanks, when a little later in the program we've got work from James Horner from Apollo 13. That's a little later on tonight. Hope you can stay with us here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org. Still to come in this 7 p.m. hour in just over 10 minutes' time, from composer Basil Poledouris, we've got a suite from the TV miniseries epic Lonesome Dove to share with you right now. Here's music by French film composer Maurice Jarre and the movie that taught us the meaning of carpe diem, seize the day. We'll listen to music now from Dead Poets Society on Film Music Friday. Carpe diem, as they say. That's by French composer Maurice Jarre, and music he wrote for the 1989 picture Dead Poets Society, which saw Robin Williams as a maverick poetry teacher to a group of young boy students here on Kansas Public Radio. Robin Williams, it seems, had a real knack for playing mentor characters to troubled youth. We're going to hear that later on in the program when we hear what Danny Elfman wrote for the film Good Will Hunting. That'll be in the next hour of the program. Stay with us on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. And KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. Well, as I mentioned, Dead Poets Society came out in the year 1989. That very same year saw one of the great events in television miniseries history. That was the year that Lonesome Dove came out. And I remember my family was glued to the TV back in the day with that adaptation of the novel by Larry McMurtry, which was the story of a pair of former Texas Rangers on a great cattle drive across the country. And the music was provided by composer Basil Poledouris, who hailed from Kansas City, Missouri, and a man with a ton of film credits. But what we'll hear next might well be, at least in my opinion, the man's masterpiece. Music by Basil Poledouris from Lonesome Dove, next on KPR. From the great TV miniseries event of 1989, with music written by Basil Poledouris, music from Lonesome Dove, here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got about 5 minutes to go until the news from NPR at the top of the hour, and much more dramatic music is on the way tonight on Film Music Friday. We'll be hearing music tonight from three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri, The Perfect Storm, Apollo 13, quite a bit more still to come. We have a severe thunderstorm watch for a few portions of the KPR listening area until midnight tonight for Brown, Marshall, Republic, Doniphan, Nemaha, and Washington County. For the most part, we are expecting mostly cloudy skies for tonight, a low of about 68 degrees. Tomorrow's partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. There is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday night, and Sunday looks like an excellent day for showers and thunderstorms. 90% chance of precipitation then. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Just a little bit of music there by composer Michael Convertino from a movie from 1986 that saw William Hurt as a professor at the School for the Deaf. Music from Children of a Lesser God, the main title from that picture here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Just about 8 p.m. and about time for NPR News. The next hour is going to kick off with music by Jerry Goldsmith from Chinatown, and we've got a lot of work by James Horner from a pair of pictures he did, The Perfect Storm and Apollo 13. That and much more still to come during Film Music Friday. Hope you're able to stick around tonight on Kansas Public Radio.
At NPR's...
Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Live from NPR Neurology, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities to help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little noir vibe, courtesy of composer Jerry Goldsmith, who wrote the love theme there from Chinatown, here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Good evening and welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. With music tonight from more dramatic pictures. We've got quite a bit to share tonight from composer James Horner, with the work of two movies that he did a little later on. We've got music from Apollo 13 as well as A Perfect Storm. That's still to come. Thanks for being with us tonight. We will continue next. Here's some music written by the great Carter Burwell back in 2017. From a dark comedy about a woman who took matters into her own hands and rented three billboards to draw attention to her daughter's unsolved murder in Three Billboards out of Ebbing, Missouri. Music by Carter Burwell next on Kansas Public Radio. Some solemn-sounding music written by Carter Burwell for the 2017 dark comedy Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri on Kansas Public Radio during this evening's Film Music Friday. It is 8:13. We have still to come music by James Horner from two pictures that he did, dramatic works from The Perfect Storm and Apollo 13. We're just a few minutes away from those scores here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being on hand. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. You know, by making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Well, next on KPR, as promised, we've got something from another Robin Williams picture. Music from the film that won him the Oscar, where he plays a psychologist reaching out to a troubled mathematical genius played by a young Matt Damon. The music for Good Will Hunting was provided by Danny Elfman. Here it is on Film Music Friday. It's by Danny Elfman, music from Good Will Hunting, here on Film Music Friday on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, and author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. And the LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. There is a severe thunderstorm watch tonight for portions of the KPR listening area, the far northern reaches of the area, including Republic, Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan counties. Severe thunderstorm watch there until midnight this evening. For much of the rest of the area, it's expected tonight to be mostly cloudy with a low of 68. Highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, 40% chance of showers Saturday night, and an excellent chance of showers and storms on Sunday. Well, as promised, it's time now to bring you music from two pictures with music written by James Horner. Back in his day, one of the busiest men in all of Hollywood, and we'll start with music from another Tom Hanks film in which he played astronaut Jim Lovell, who, along with his fellow Apollo astronauts Jack Schweigert and Fred Hayes, found themselves exactly where they didn't want to be, a day away from the moon with a broken spaceship, and the incredible true story of the heroic efforts to bring them home safely. Here's music from Apollo 13 on Kansas Public Radio. Music by James Horner from the unforgettable true story of the efforts to bring home the Apollo 13 astronauts. Music from Apollo 13 on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Of course, it isn't only in space where things can go really wrong. Plenty can go wrong here on Earth, especially for fishermen caught on the open water during a once-in-a-generation monster storm. About 5 years after Apollo 13 in the year 2000, James Horner returned to write the music for a Wolfgang Petersen film based on the true story of that very subject. We have James Horner's music now from A Perfect Storm on Kansas Public Radio. Another one for you tonight from the great James Horner, with selections from the score to The Perfect Storm, here on Kansas Public Radio. Not long to go now, just a few minutes until the news from NPR, followed by some great jazz with Bob McWilliams. There are a few portions of the KPR listening area tonight that are under a severe thunderstorm watch that'll last until midnight. Those include Republic, Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan counties. For most of the rest of the area tonight, it's expected to be mostly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, and a 40% chance of showers late Saturday night, and showers with thunderstorms possible throughout Sunday. ¶¶ That's by Francis Lai. From 1970, wrapping things up tonight with the theme from Love Story on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. 9 o'clock now, and just about time for NPR News. Time for me to step aside and say good evening. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you've enjoyed this evening's program of dramatic music from dramatic movies. I'll hit the drawing board and see if I can't come up with something a little more upbeat for you next week at this same time. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.